Let's pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Help us today, please, Lord, to learn what we need to learn so we can indeed be of maximum service to you and to others. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Questions? I got about 75 for them ready. Anyone heard this story before? Two of us. That's it. Wow. I've always been confused by this story. I've been reading Mark forever because it's my favorite gospel, because it's the shortest, quickest. It gets to the point. Boom, boom, boom. This is the fifth chapter of Mark, and the four chapters before that, Jesus has been doing all sorts of stuff. He's healing people, right? He does a miracle, getting a guy to get up and walk, right? He picks out these 12 knuckleheads called the disciples who are all flawed and imperfect and broken, right? The religious leaders by now have accused Jesus of being Satan. They don't like him. Those religious leaders, you know, you can't trust religious leaders, just saying. He's teaching via parables, and this very story that we just had Pastor Freeman read is the second miracle in the Gospel of Mark. These questions will be on the final. Please pay attention. It's getting late. Jesus has been busy teaching and all this kind of stuff, and he says, hey, let's get in the boat and go to the other side. Jesus knows exactly what he's doing, by the way. They get in the boat, and what happens? Huge storm shows up. I've never been to the Sea of Galilee. I don't picture it as being a sea. I picture it as being a big, huge lake. And storms come up out of nowhere. These fishermen, these wonderful clay-footed, clawed disciples that Jesus picks and chooses to hang out with, they're terrified. Boat's being swamped. And where's Jesus? In the back of the boat asleep. There's a great picture, art picture in my office. Come by and look. Storm, and there's Jesus. The disciples come up to Jesus and they yell, don't you care, Jesus? You ever said that? Ever said that? Don't you care? Remember the hardships, death, suffering, pain, mental illness, cancer, addiction. Don't you care? And what happens? Jesus speaks, and there's a calm. It's like, oh. So, the Lord is with you. Take it all to the Lord, would you? We just sang so beautiful, healer of my every soul. It's time for all of us to tell the truth. So Jesus and the disciples now show up on the shore on the other side where no respecting Jew would ever be. It's where outsiders live. They're not the chosen race over here. And they show up where? In a graveyard. What are in graveyards? Dead people. You're ritualistically unclean back then, part of those 613 laws. If you were to walk into a graveyard, you had to go through rites of purification. Oh my goodness. Jesus is ruffling feathers. Guy with an unclean spirit. The guy doesn't even have a name, right? To put it mildly, this guy is a train wreck. Because it says he's got what? A legion of things going on inside of him. A legion is probably 5,000 to 6,000 troops if you're back in the military in the Roman times. 5,000, 6,000 issues, just wow. He's violating hanging out with this guy because he's naked. The guy, of course, sees Jesus at a distance, and what does he do? Pastor read, he goes running towards Jesus. Can you picture that? And he bows down at Jesus' feet and shouts out what? These words. What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? So the guy who's out of it is the first guy in the Gospel of John to call, Gospel of Mark, to call Jesus God. I like this guy. And how about the poor pigs? What did they ever do, right? I mean, I like bacon as well as the next guy, but 2,000 of them go into the, and they drown. It's like, oh. Swine herders, of course, are more than honked off. You just took my livelihood away from me, Lord. They go into town and tell the locals, hey, guess what Jesus just did? This weird, crazy Jewish carpenter. He's changing and he's threatening the status quo. Of course, the people hear this, and so their inquiring minds want to know, so they go and look, and who's the paparazzi's there, and they find Jesus and this guy, and now the guy is clothed. Where did he get the clothes? And he's in his right mind, sitting by Jesus. So if you're one of those townspeople, how would you be doing? You've seen this guy and roaming around the caves naked, roaming around the tombs naked for years, and now he's in his right mind and Jesus is right next to him. The townspeople say to Jesus, get out. We don't want you or any of your kind coming back here. Get out. You ever said that? Leave me alone, Lord. Saying goodbye. This is the source of all compassion, Jesus. He's the truth. So he's going away. And who but this guy, unnamed guy, sees him going and he runs up to Jesus getting in the boat and says, wait a minute, I want to go with you. You saved my life. I want to go with you. Jesus says, no, I need you to be here. I need you to go out and tell what the others what the Lord has done for you. Have you done that? Have you told others what the Lord has done for you? Jesus seems to use broken people. Well, God, for that matter, too, uses broken people all throughout this book. Uses broken people to carry the message of love and grace and forgiveness and acceptance. That's how I read the book. This guy is in his right mind, created in the image and likeness of God. I continue to be amazed. The people God uses. How often are you in your right mind? And if you're not, what do you do to get back into your right mind? Is it music? Thank you again. Is it prayer? Is it meditation? Is it going for a walk? What is it? And why this whole church thing and telling the truth? Well, here's the truth. We all have problems. All of us have issues. Admitting we have a problem is the first step. Asking for help is that first step. Guess what? I have a problem. And his name is Kurt. What's your problem? Gunnery Sergeant Ryan said it a little different way. But what is your problem? For me to be transformed like this guy, what? I need to come to Jesus every single morning before I get out of bed or everybody notices. I got to ask for help in the morning. And at nighttime, I have to say, thank you. Count my blessings. The truth is, I need to hear the message of God's love through Christ spoken to me or sung to me all the time. I need to confess. I need to, maybe you do too, get rid of anything that stands in the way of our usefulness to God and others. Lay it all down at the foot of the cross. To hear those words, how often, given and shed for you for the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. I need to see you, because you are the body of Christ. Thank you again for all your prayers, especially for my wife and kids. We gather together, and we all need to stay in a right mind. And I love the way the heretic Martin Luther said it, that we all need more hope and help. We all need to be rescued from sin, death, and the power of the devil. All that comes through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's where our help comes from. That's the truth. Mercy. Almost done. Not even half a page. Mercy. Mercy is kindness shown to misery. I think we witnessed that in that story Pastor read. This poor, miserable, humiliated specimen of human dignity, supreme misery. I'm guessing the storm that was going on inside of this guy was probably a lot more cataclysmic than the storm Jesus and the disciples had going across the Sea of Galilee. Right? The truth is, last week, Pastor Freeman preached on 1 Corinthians 13. Remember that? Love is patient, love is kind. Then there's that little phrase, I think it's verse 12. We see through a mirror dimly, but then we'll see face to face. Meaning right now we don't have all the answers, but someday we will. The truth is clear, but our understanding of the truth is not. This guy, created in the image and likeness of God, I'm so amazed at the characters Jesus uses to carry the message. This raving madman, naked, living in a graveyard, becomes what? According to chapter verse 19 and 20, he becomes a preacher and a family man. Wow. The religious laws of the day could not save him. Jesus' love did. Through God's power, we can get cleansed up and dressed up and back into our right minds. So, Jesus hears your crying. He's here to help you. Go to him every day. Tell him the truth. Love you. Great to be with you. Thanks. I think we should stand and sing our closing hymn, Good to Be With You.